He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Matthew chapter 10, verse 41. I love prophets. Prophets are special. God told me years ago to be a friend to prophets. This is why I love them, encourage them, and bless them. God rewards those who receive and bless prophets. Those who are hospitable to prophets get God's attention. The treatment of prophets is a sign of a person's heart toward God. Prophets are sent representatives. Rejecting prophets is tantamount to rejecting God. Favor, blessing, promotion, and financial breakthrough are some of the blessings that come into your life when you receive a prophet of God. In this chapter, I am going to expand on the prophet's reward that you can receive as you welcome the ministry of prophets. Encouragement. Prophets are great encouragers. Prophets love to encourage others. This is one of the assignments of prophets. They will encourage people others have forgotten. If you need encouragement, get around prophets. In Acts chapter 4, verse 36, Barnabas is called the son of prophecy. Some translations will call him the son of encouragement. The words in these verses for prophecy, encouragement, and exhort are so closely related that they actually can be translated either way. Judas and Silas, being prophets themselves, exhorted the brothers with many words and strengthened them. Acts chapter 15, verse 32. But Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in. Encourage him, for he will cause Israel to inherit it. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 38. Prophets bring encouragement through prophecy, singing, preaching, teaching, and counseling. Prophets encourage you to seek God, not wizards. Seek God. Don't seek after wizards that peep and mutter. Don't seek after those with familiar spirits. This is the cry of the prophet. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to the dead? Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19, King James Version. Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 11 through 12, King James Version. Prophets speak to and encourage the weary. Prophets love ministering to the weary. Prophets are called and sent to the weary. Prophets have compassion and love for the weary. Prophets bring encouragement to the weary. They bring refreshing to the tired. If you are tired and weary, you need to get around the prophets. Prophets can identify weariness and discouragement quickly. They are sensitive to it. The weary are the sad, the tired, the faint, and the discouraged. The Lord God has given me the...